thought, and then we thought about the community aspect and what's appealing about fraternities and like building a network of people that you can rely on and go to, whether it's like professionally or socially, and like going to sports games, all that good stuff. And so we created a little community that kind of looks like corn or a pyramid, but it represents community and brotherhood and peoplehood, really.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Sounds like you really harness those materials to help you to think. That's fantastic. Let's head on to the next group.
Yeah, so what we did was connecting with alumni, and that's our monkey chain, and we basically we have the barrel of monkeys, and if you had an idea, you had to take and grab another monkey out of the barrel without breaking it. And we created that beautiful chain, and we came up with some great ideas.
Excellent. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Okay, next group.
Who's? Okay. So we had the challenge of collecting data all in the same format. And then we realized we had like all these different things and everything on different materials. And so we had to send our names to HQ, but we all wrote it. Like some people just used Play-Doh, some people just used Play-Doh and stickers. Larry just held up like a shape and said, this is a symbol for my name. So we realized maybe it's about like limiting people's options from the beginning. So like locking them into one choice.
Excellent. Very cool. Thank you very much. What group were you in, Damon?
I was in
group
three.
Okay.
It's group four.
When he was doing the teacher bit, he wasn't role playing. He was speaking.
It's 9:50.
We were a group four, and our staff was getting operations to 210 core members and how to distribute materials, resources, and information to core members. So we used these shapes and these animals to come up with different scenarios on distribution chains and information chains. And the idea, one of the ideas we had were to have specialists in each area for a 6-week period so that someone can troubleshoot specific problems deeply while also supporting Shira and Alex as they kind of run the operation trains, like keep the trains moving operationally directly. So limited time frames to distribute materials to troubleshoot different scenarios deeply.
Fantastic, thank you.
Yeah.
Excellent. Who else do we have? Yes.
We have challenge 6. And it's communicating with donors beyond the ask, and just talking about how lots of our interactions with donors seem to finish with the ask for a monetary donation.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of the question is, how do we maintain communication with them outside of the ask?
Yeah.
And so we have Sid here, and sometimes specifically our development department is the monkey on this train.
Uh-huh.
and here are our donors, or the beasts of the jungle.
Uh-huh.
And over here is our impact, the students, the results, what we're doing, the impact that City Year is having in these schools.
Excellent.
And so some people, let's say it's the Hoffmans, they're able to be already over there, and they're able to get connected, and they're right in the thick of it, and they're able to do that. But some folks need a little bit extra to keep them engaged and involved, and so that's why we have to add some wheels, and we have to oil the wheels to this train. I don't know if they use wheels on trains, it's a different name, but such things as school visits and volunteer opportunities, the newsletters, opportunities to interact and network with core members, but some people need a little extra to keep them engaged and involved, so we continue having their donations and their support to continue growing these green trees.
It's beautiful, thank you. He told a story too. Lots of modes, awesome, thank you very much. And nature. Okay, are you part of that group too, Jessica? Excellent. Has every group shared out?
Group 5, not group 3.
Well, I've been ready for you.
So our group challenge was challenge number 3, and it was about core members not tucking in their shirts. Basically explained that everybody keeps telling these same people to tuck in their shirts, and it's really not getting through. So we kind of went through a lot of different like scenarios. Jeff had songs. We were trying to like embarrass people, and I think like it was difficult for us to come up with a specific game, but we did think that the point of whatever our solution would be was to kind of connect it to service.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris had an excellent example of
like if you, you know, somebody steals your wallet or steals your cell phone on the street, and you look across the street and you see a cop who's like who has a donut and like things are on his face and he's not really well kept, and you have somebody on the other side who has all of those things together, like who exactly are you gonna go to for service and really feel like they're gonna actually produce for you?
That's a good point. That's a great example. One of these. One of these. And Adrian, is your group talked? Okay, everyone's group? What did you guys think of the innovation in this room? You guys are amazing! I am going to see what time it is. Yep. It is time for us to say goodbye. I am so amazed with how creatively you were all able to work together, how joyfully you embraced play and the challenge. It says a lot about the culture of this organization and about how much you all like and respect each other. And those are amazing resources to start off with, and has a really great probability of ensuring your success in the long term. So I'd like to invite you all to continue to play. All of this information is up on my website at laurelfelt.org. I also took, great, I took a bunch of pictures just now. I'll post those. And I've also been audio recording all of the solutions that you just shared out. So in case you forgot, that can be made available unless it feels freaky. You let me know. A little bit maybe. Okay. So then if you all remember what you all came up with, I just want to encourage you to not let these beautiful ideas be kind of shuttled off to the wayside. I'd love to encourage you to incorporate them into your ways of doing and to continue to workshop them so that they can be viable for addressing some of the problems that you all face. All right, without further ado, thank you very much.
So we do this thing called a break at Bad and Runny, so you can come join us.
Great. Before we step out, though, just if we're not going to have a chance as the presser needs to get started immediately. I think you got, a two-minute break after?